Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Abi Marini Mimaraz, Yishayichi, Schus Moshe Rabin Peshtin Raisa, Moshe Mordechai. Based on the Torah, Rabin Rabin Agon Rav David Zatzal. We're in Parshas Balak, chapter 24, verse 14. Chavdalad Yudalad Vata. Hinani Holech La'ami, Lecha Yatzcha Sheyasa, Mazala Amcha, Ve'acharis Hayamim. Bilam says to Balak, "Now I'm going to my nation. Let me give you counsel what this nation is going to do to your people, to your nation, in the end of days." That's our pasuk. Rashi says, "L'cha yatzcha, let me give you an Eitzah. Let me inform you what this people should do to your people in the latter days. Malacha lasos. You know what? I'm going to give you an Eitzah what you should do. Maya Eitzah. What is the Eitzah? Amar Elohim shel elu sone zimo. The God of these people hates licentiousness. Like it says in Perek Chelek and Daf Kofav. And there the Gemara tells the whole story about how the Midianite girls seduced the Jewish boys, the Jewish men. And on the words Asher Yaseh Amazel Amcha, it should say, Rashi says that this is a mikra kotzar. It's a abbreviated pasuk. Yatzcha lahachshilam. Vatan ani olech lami. L'cha yatzcha, what's yatzcha? Lahachshilam. I'm going to give you an eitzah how to be machshil the Jews. V'omar l'cha ma shehim asidim l'hara l'moav bachris hayamim. And I'm going to tell you what they are going to do bad to Moab at the end of days, like it says in Bamidbar 24:17, Umachatz Pasei Moab, that they are going to smite Moab. So I'm going to give you an Eitzah, and then I'm going to tell you what they're going to do to you, Bachris Hayamin. Ad kan mi divrei Rashi. We have to understand pshutel shel mikra, how that relates to l'cha yatzcha, with the hemshech asher yase amazem b'achris hayamim. These are two separate things. In other words, we have the eitzah of now, and then we have what they're going to do b'achris hayamim. So why is it all in one pasuk? Hineni holech lami l'cha yatzcha. Let me give you an eitzah of what to do now, how to get the Jewish people to sin with these girls, and then Asher Yaseh Amazel Amcha B'Achris Hayamim, what they're going to do to you at the end of days. What is being machshil them now have to do what's going to happen at the end of days. So that's what we'd like to understand in Pasuk Perek Chof Dalet Pasuk Yud Dalet. Now in Pasuk Yud Zayin to Yud Tes, that's for Mitz Hashem. We'll get to that in a different shir. But for right now, we'd also like to understand what it says in the sugya there, Amcha la'am hazemibayle. In other words, in the Gemara, in Meseches Sanhedrin, it says, Hinani holech la'ami, l'cha yatzcha asher yaseh ha'am hazeh la'amcha. Let me tell you what this nation, in other words, Bilam is saying to Balak, let me tell you what this nation is going to do to your nation. It should say what your nation is going to do to this nation. He's giving him an Eitzah, what to do to the Jewish people. Amcha la'am hazeh. The Eitzah here is the Eitzah that Bilam gave to Balak, that Moab should be machti the Jewish people, and they should end up with the girls. Therefore, it should say, not Mayaseha Amazela Amcha, But it should say, Amcha l'am hazeh. What your nation is going to do to this nation. The Gemara answers, Ke'adam shemekalel atzmo tefila v'tole kalasa v'chem. It's like a person who curses himself, but verbalizes the curse in relation to others. And Rashi there explains that indeed Bilam said, Asher yaseh amcha la'am hazeh. Not like it says in the pasuk, Asher yaseh am hazeh la'amcha. What Bilam had said was, Asher yaseh amcha la'am hazeh. What your nation is going to do to this nation. Just he was told that a kasuv akala b'mov. In other words, the pasuk changed it and said, Ma yaseh ha'am hazeh la'amcha. What this nation is going to do to your nation. In other words, Ke'ilu, that the Moabites are going to stumble with the girls. Because he didn't want to say that the Jewish people are going to stumble with the girls. So therefore, what was actually said was, according to Rashi, Asher yaseh amcha, what your nation is going to do to this nation. In other words, make the Jews stumble with the girls. But the Pasuk didn't want to say that because it doesn't look good for the Jewish people. Therefore, it changed the lashon. The pasuk was changed, and it says, "Asher yaseh ha'am hazeh la'amcha." What this nation is going to do to your nation is what the Jews are going to do to the Moabites. Ki'ilu, that the Jewish people are going to make the Moabites stumble. It's the Moabites who are going to follow the girls, not the Jewish people. So it turns out then that Bilam said, "Lecha yatzcha." Let me tell you, Asher tase lamaze. What your nation is going to do to this nation? Now, vayder in the pasuk, it says, "Ba'achus hayamim." Now, "Ba'achus hayamim" is talking about what the Jews are going to do to Moab. But Bilam, according to the Gemara, only said what Moab was going to do to the Jewish people. So what's this Hemshech of Achrus Hayamim? In other words, the Pasuk starts talking about what Moab is going to do to the Jews, and then concludes with what the Jews are going to do to Moab of Achrus Hayamim. So how does the Pasuk follow? If we start talking about what Moab is going to do to the Jews, then it should talk about what Moab is going to do to the Jews of Achrus Hayamim, but it doesn't. Is what the Jews are going to do to Moab. But the first part of the pasuk, as Chazal understood it, is talking about what Moab is going to do to the Jews, and then Vayter, what the Jews are going to do to Moab back with Hayamim. So how is that a coherent pasuk? So we have to understand what it says in the sugi there. That Gemara tells a whole story that Bilam said to Balak, listen, God of these people hates licentiousness. The Jewish people want clay pishtan. Let me give you an eitzah. Make these curtains and put zonos behind the curtains and have an old lady sit outside and a young pretty girl on the inside. And the zakena, when the Jewish people would eat and drink and they'd be happy to go out to the market, so the zakena would say, you want to buy some clay pishtan? And the Jewish people would come and see the clay pishtan. And when he would ask what it costs, the zakena would say how much it actually cost. And then the girl would call out from the inside, no, I have a lower price. So the Jews sees this old ugly woman on the outside, and she's demanding a higher price. And then he hears the voice of a pretty girl from the inside. He's going to find out in a moment what she looks like. And she's offering the lower price. So the Jews got used to going into the younger girls. They understood that they're going to get a better price there. This happens a few times. And then she says to him, come on inside. Take what you want. There was some wine there. You want to drink some wine? He drinks some wine. He sees the pretty girl. He sees, come on, let's do an Aveira. He doesn't say the word Aveira. He says, listen to me, I have to have relations. And then she takes out her god, and she says to him, serve this god. And he says to her, but I'm a Jew, how could I serve a Getchke, an idol? She said, what do you care? All I want you to do is to defecate, do something disgusting. And he doesn't know that that's the avoda. So, okay, so he does it. He does something disgusting in order that he should get this girl. And now she would add, but I'm not going to let you have relations with me until you're koifer b'toras Moshe Rabcha. So his yetzer was burning inside of him. He listened to her. He was koifer b'toras Moshe. As it says, hema bo ba'al pa'or, v'yinazru l'boshes, v'yu shikutzim ke'ahavam. The Bnei Yisrael came before Baal Peor. Which is the Tselem of the Benos Moav. Their Getchke was Baal Peor. And they separated themselves, Vayinazru Laboshes. They separated themselves from their Amunin Hashem to the Amun of Avodah Zarah, which is Busha L'Maminah. It's an embarrassment to those who believe in it. That's what it means by Inazu. They separate themselves, Laboshes, to this Busha. Vayushikutzim Ka'avam. And they were Meshukats Umatuav. They were despicable, they were abominable, and they're Kfirah B'Hashem by following their Avaliznus, that they were Mizana with the Benos Moav. And the Benos Moav were Mesis them to be Kaifer. Vayushikutzim. They became Meshukatsim Umatuavim. Because they had this love of znus. So that's what the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin. Now the Negev, which was the plague, and that's what Bilam wanted, that there should be a plague. The plague was because of Avodas Peor, like we see in Perek Chof Hei. And in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. In other words, why were they punished? They were punished because they served the Avodah Zarah. That's why they were punished. The Znus was merely a Hechatimtzi, was really a means to bring them to Avodah Zarah. So what does Bilam mean when he says, Elohim shel elu sone zima? Their God hates Zima. What does it matter? Their God hates Zima, doesn't hate Zima. The chet was a chet of Avodah Zarah. Like we see there in the sugya, that she takes out her idol, and she makes sure that he served the idol, and then he'd be kofer b'toras Moshe. So what's this Elokim shel Soma Zima? In other words, Zima is not the issue. The Zima is the hechetimsi. The issue here is the Avodah Zarah. Toras Chaim is omen on this. And why does it say Elokim shel Elu, the God of these? Just say God. Bilam was a Navi Lashem, and he understood he's the God of the whole world. So you should just say that God hates Zima. Why Elokim shel Elu? So it appears that we can explain as far as L'chor, we have to understand, how did they go down so low that because of a Ratzon Miznus, they came to the Chamur Sheva Chamuris, which is of a Zara and Kfir B'Taras Moshe? How did they go so low? And how did Bilam know that through this Eitzah of Znus, they're going to get to Avodah Zarah? And that's going to bring about the Negev, that's going to bring about this plague. So the klal is that the more chashiv something is, any pagam makes it even lower. In other words, the more chashiv something is, a pagam makes it much worse. And if something isn't so chashiv, then it has a little blemish, it's not the end of the world. But if something is very chashiv, then a blemish makes it terrible. Like you have a diamond, right? You have a beautiful diamond, and one little scratch, and it messes up the whole diamond. Because it's so valuable, and one little pagam ruins it. And the Jewish people have such chashivas. So one little pagam, and boom, that'll knock them out. So, what's the pagam in the Jewish people? How do you get them down? Very simple, it's nus. You get them with this nus. And once they follow the znus, then they're going to go all the way down to avodah zarah. So that's how you get them down. That's what it says. Elokem shalelu sonei zima. In other words, the God of these people hates zima, because since they're so special, it's something specific to the Jewish people. Since the Jewish people are so special, when they start with zima, that gets their God especially angry, because they're high madrega, and that brings them down very, very low. The bigger your yetzer is, the bigger you are, the bigger your yetzer is. So the Jewish people are very, very chashiv, but they also have very, very chashiv yetzer haris, because of their maila. And therefore, when the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So when they fall, when they go down with zima, they're going to go low down. So Bilam is talking about the chashivas of the Jewish people. Elokem shalelu sonei zima. Their God hates zima, which means that if they sin with zima, they are going to fall down very big time. Because it's stafka their God that hates zima, and they're because of their high madrega. And once you get them with that, then you can get them with avodah zarah and with the. And with the terrible plague afterwards, so many of them are going to die. So that would be the shaychus between Lecha Yatzcha. Let me give you an Eitzah. Let me give you an Eitzah what to do to them now. And then, Asher Yasa Amazela Amcha Ba'achris Hayamim. Let me give you an Eitzah now, as we have in the Pasuk. It says, And let me tell you what this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. Because based on what we explained, the Ikar Eitzah, the primary counsel that Bilam was giving to Balak, was that the Jewish people are very, very special. They're Am Hashem. We're very close to Hashem. We're in a very high madrega. And that's not clearly recognizable. Where do you see this? And therefore he says to him, Eis asher yase ha'am hazeh la'amcha ba'achris hayamin. What this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. Meaning, the chashivas of the Jewish people is going to be recognizable at the end of days. And I'll show you eis asher yase. In other words, again, he's giving him an eitzah. Let me give you an eitzah now. And this eitzah is predicated on what's going to be in the future. This nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days, because they're so chashiv. And Mimela, I'm giving you an Eitzah now based on their chashivas, and this chashivas is going to be nikkur, it's going to be recognizable at the end of days. And we're going to see the kavod and the gedula of Am Yisrael, the greatness of the Jewish people, the honor, the glory of the Jewish people. Mimela, that according to their maila, their great level, that is going to be expressed in a revealed way at the end of days. Let me give you an Eitzah. Asher yase amcha la'am hazeh. So really it works both ways. Right? In other words, it says Asher yase ha'am hazeh la'amcha. Let me give you an Eitzah, what to do to them now. And then Asher yase amazeh la'amcha b'achris hayamim. Because la'achris hayamim, it's going to be nikkur. At the end of days, it's going to be nikkur how great they are, how special they are, and that would explain the Eitzah I'm giving you now. And that's a shiryas amazel amcha. What did he really say to him? What he really said to him was, "Asher yase amcha la'am hazeh." What your nation should do to this nation. In other words, I'm giving you an eitzah. What your nation, what Moab should do to the Jewish people. And this is going to relate to achris hayamim. So really can be understood, the pasuk can be understood both ways. Hinani ho'lech lami l'cha yatzcha. Let me give you an eitzah what to do to them now. Asher amazeh la'amcha b'achris hayamim. And this eitzah is predicated on what this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. Because there we're going to see their gedula, their mala, their chashivas. And therefore, the best way to knock them is you get a little znus in them. And they're so high, they're going to go so low because of their high madrega. The higher, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like the famous Gemara in Ksubis, right? That the Jewish people, when they go high, they go the highest. When they go low, they go the lowest. So, as the Maharal talks about, Kal Yadua Kamafursam. So, that's the Lacha Yatzchel. Let me give you an Eitzah now, based on what this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. But it could also be read, and this is what Bilam actually said to Balak, Asher Yaseh Amcha La'amazeh, Lacha Yatzchel, Asher Yaseh Amcha La'amazeh. Let me give you an Eitzah, what your nation should do to this nation now. In other words, he was really telling him how the Moab should be machshil the Jewish people. That's really what he was telling him, but the pasuk didn't want to phrase it that way because it didn't look good for the Jewish people, so they switched it around. And said, "Asher Yaseh Amazeh La'amcha." What this nation is going to do to your nation, but it's really "Asher Yaseh Amcha La'amazeh." Let me give you an etzah: what your nation should do to this nation. How are you going to trip them up? And how is that going to be? Because of Acharis Hayamim. In other words, the reason you're going to be able to trip them up so well is because of Acharis Hayamim, because they're so special, because they have such chashivas. Again, let me give you an Eitzah. So it could be read, what this nation is going to do, nation and this, because they're so chashiv. I'm giving you an Eitzah, and this Eitzah is going to be machshil them. Because they're so high, they're so special, as we're going to see, therefore I'm giving you this Eitzah. And it could also be, let me give you an Eitzah to be machshil them. And what's the Eitzah? What you should do to them. And that's what he really said. And that was, I really want you to be machshel them. You're the ones being machshel them. They're the ones who are going to be stumbling. You're not going to be stumbling. It's not yasa amcha lamaze that it was switched around. That the Jewish people are going to be, right? That's in the pasuk could also be understood. Asher yasa amaze la'amcha. What this nation is going to do to your nation, like Rashi says, it doesn't. The pasuk doesn't want to say that the Jews are going to be nichshel. So the pasuk is written that the non-Jews are going to be nichshel. Really, what he said to him was, "Asher yaseh ha'amcha la'amazeh, how you're going to be machshel them, and how are you going to be machshel them based on achrus hayamim? It's going to be at the end of days because they're so special at the end of days. Therefore, that's the best eitzah I'm going to give you now how to be machshel them." In other words, because they're so high, they're so holy, some znus, and they're out, you're going to knock them out for the count. But the pasuk could be understood both ways. What he actually said was, L'cha yatzcha asher yaseh amcha la'amazeh, what your nation should do to this nation. And that's through achrus hayamim, because they're so special. But the pasuk didn't want to say that, because it doesn't look good for the Jewish people are going to be nichshel, so it turns it around. He says, let me give you an etzah. And this Eitzah is, Asher Yaseh Ha'amazeh La'amcha. With this nation, in other words, what the Jewish people are going to do to your people, switching it around. And that's now. And that's going to be through Achrus Hayamim. In other words, in the Achrus Hayamim, at the end of days, we're going to see how special the Jewish people are. And therefore, you have the capacity to make them fall. It could also be read, L'cha yatzcha, let me give you an etzah now how to be machshel them. And Asher yaseh amazeh la'amcha b'achrus hayamim. What this nation is going to do, next, because they're so special, achrus hayamim, I'm giving you this etzah now. Again, L'cha yatzcha, let me give you an etzah now to be machshel them. And what's, how are you, who's machshel, who asher yaseh amazeh la'amcha? That this nation is going to do to your nation, but it's really the opposite. He just didn't want to say it that way. That the Moab is going to be machshel the Jewish people. So you should be machshel Moab. And the secret is, the way Moab is going to be able to machshel the Jewish people is because of the Achrus Hayamim. So we see how the Eitzim now, the Kitzur, the various ways of reading the Pasuk, right, it can be understood on a number of levels. The bottom line is that the Achrus Hayamim is connects to now. That's how Asher Yasa Amazel Amchav Achrus Hayamim. It's going to be through Achrus Hayamim. In other words, the Eitzim I'm giving you now is because of Achrus Hayamim. Because the Jewish people are going to be so special at the end of days. And therefore, they're also special now. It's just going to be Nikkur at the end of days. But since they're so special now, I'm giving you an Eitzim, how to knock them out. So the Pasuk relates both to now and Achrus Hayamim. That's what it says in the Pasuk, which is cited in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. It says, Kanavim Bamidbar Matzasi Yisrael Kipikura V'Teina Reshisa Risia Voseichem That's the pasuk in Hosea that the Gemara quotes. And Ayin Shem Bepei Rish Rashi, that wasn't me kanavim by midbar. We were kanavim that are chaviv in the midbar, that are beloved. Chen ki bikur b'te'ena. We were like the first fig, the reishisa. I saw your avos, it was very nice. Kachnura b'osechem b'enai lechabavam. I love the Jewish people. And yet they went to the Baal Peor. By Nazri Laboshis, they went to Avodah Zarah, and they became Shikutsim Be'enah Be'enah Ka'ava Misbenos Moav. They fell in love with the Benos Moav. Ayin Shem B'Malvim, that because of their Chashivus, they became so disgusting. They had this great Chashivus, and then they went down with the Benos Moav, and something so beautiful that goes so low is terrible. And then by Nazri Laboshis, they separated themselves from Bush. In other words, they were Porish from Hashem, they separated from Hashem, and they went to Avodah Zarah, all because of their Chashivus and their Chavivus. So we have in the Pasuk, Kanavim Bamidbar Matzasi Yisrael. They're Chaviv because they were in the Midbar. And the Jewish people were Chaviv because we were close to Hashem. There's a special Chavivus that Hashem feels for the Jewish people. That's one type of Chashivus. And then Kibikur B'Te'ena Rizi Avosechem. The fact that it's first also makes it special. That every Jewish person has a godless Atzmis, has a special uniqueness. And any pagam lowers him. So on one hand, the fact that we're in the Midbar, the fact that we found them in the Midbar, not our own personal chashivas, but just the context of the Anavim Bamidbar, Matzasi Yisrael, that makes us beloved. And then Kibikur V'Teina, that each one of us has this individual uniqueness. So we have a Gedula Atzmis, like the Malbim talks about, of their Ayin Shem. And therefore it says, Alashon of Avaseichem, your fathers, B'chol Yachid V'Yachid, every individual, and it doesn't relate to Klal Yisrael. And because of that, they became Mishkatzim, and Pegumim, and Be'nazru Laboshes. And then they went so low, again, because they were so high, because they were so special, they went so low. So that's the Mahalach and these Pesukim that we have over here, let me give you an Eitzah now, and how that relates to Achrus Hayam. In other words, the Eitzah now of knocking them off with the Znus, because they're so special, Achrus Hayam, we see how special they are, how high they are, how holy they are. We have a bigger Yetzer, we're going to be able to get them with the Znus. And once they go down, then they're going to go down all the way to Avodah Zarah. And we saw the Pasuk can be read on numerous levels. Right, the pasuk can be read: Asher Yase Amazel Amcha B'Achrus Hayamim, what this nation is going to do to your nation at the end of days. In other words, what Bilam had really said was, what your nation is going to do to this nation, and it's going to be successful because of Achrus Hayamim, because they're so holy. Achrus Hayamim, we're going to see Achrus Hayamim, how holy they are. Mimele, you have the capacity to knock them down now. And the Pasuk switched it around. The Pasuk said, no, Asher Yase Amazel Amcha, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, that we don't want to speak negatively about the Jewish people. So So we say with the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are Machshon Moav. It's really that Moab is not sure of the Jewish people. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem in a future shiur, we are going to revisit the end of these psukim, and we will see more in the flows. Mitzvah Shem, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.